What's happening? It's Orion, host of the Morning Grind with the one and only fluffy guy, Gabriel Iglesias, performing Thursday, Brayden Auditorium, ISU's campus, which kicks off at 8. Gabe, how you doing today, man?
I'm feeling pretty normal.
That's a good thing, right?
That's a very good thing. You know, it's, when they brought the offer to perform, I did not believe that that was actually the name of your city. And I'm like, that's really what it's called. And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
How funny that having the name Normal seems kind of strange to others.
Well,
you know what I mean?
It is my alma mater. I actually went to school there. So every time I go back, I love that smell. You know, that, HPV. It's awesome.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry I'm laughing.
No, so funny. Wear a mask when you perform. But no, dude, I've seen you here in Peoria. The Midwest absolutely loves you. I know you get a lot of love everywhere you go. But what can you say about folks in the Midwest who come out to your shows?
They're a lot more excited than they are, you know, when I get fans that come out on the East Coast or the West Coast. I think in the middle, man, they, you know, entertainment isn't as readily available as far as comedy is concerned.
Absolutely. I got my hand in a little bit of stand-up around here, so I'm definitely excited. I love when we get to see big names like yourself come to Peoria. And you have a comedy special that's coming out in December. Why don't you tell me a little bit about that?
It's my Netflix special. It's called I'm Sorry for What I Said When I Was Hungry. And it comes out on December the 20th, a few days before Christmas. So it's just in time for the holidays. I recorded it actually in Illinois, in Chicago.
Nice. And I know that you get a lot of cake wherever you go from your fans, but it looks like you're losing some weight, man. Is that true?
Oh, okay, I was wondering if that was a code word. no, man. I'm down. I'm down 100 pounds, but I still have a ways to go. But, it is a big difference from where I was at. I maxed out at 437.
Well, I'm sure you feel pretty good about that, too, and it's got to be tough because, I mean, I know in your stand-up specials you talk about people always bringing you food. So how hard is it to fight that urge? Because I know I love cake.
You know what? To put it into perspective, imagine it's been your birthday every single day since 1997, and three friends each give you a cake every day. That's on average about how much cake I've received over the years.
What is your favorite cake?
I no longer like cake. I burnt myself out on it. My favorite thing now is key lime pie or banana pudding.
All right. We'll see if we can. I mean, you're going to ISU, a college town, so ain't nobody bringing you any food. They ate it all.
Oh, you know what? At this point, I'd be happy with a water or a Gatorade.
All right. Now, I mentioned before the interview, I'm going to kind of surprise you with something that not too many people around this area really know about, but does the name Kevin King ring a bell to you?
Kevin King, yes, he is my driver.
Yes, I actually host stadium events for Monster Jam. I met you at the Monster Jam World Finals in Vegas this year when you were taking all these pictures. I cut in front of everybody and got a picture of you. But how does Gabriel Iglesias get involved in the world of monster trucks?
Well, we have a buddy of ours who is deep in the monster truck game, and he approached us and he said, hey, there's a guy and he's looking to expand, and he wants to see about maybe connecting with somebody who's got a little bit of popularity going on. And we just started chit-chatting, and one thing leads to another, and I'm cutting some checks. it was a pretty good meeting, you know, I guess on Kevin's part. But don't get me wrong, it's awesome. I got my face out there on the side of a truck and on the side of a semi-truck, and so, you know, the fluffy truck was born. It used to be called a straight jacket,
yep.
And now it's a... The irony. so now that there's this great big fluffy truck touring around the country, and we're actually in the process of building a new truck that's going to be a Volkswagen bus.
Really? Is that's what it's going to be? Are you allowed to tell me that? Because I'm like a super nerd, too, when it comes to this stuff.
I think people know that I'm a big fan of the Volkswagen bus, and so I think that was a natural progression. We've always wanted to do a monster truck VW.
Cool. Yeah, I just got to see him in Florida in August, and rumor has it, I might get to see him a little bit on the East Coast Monster Jam FS1 Championship Series. Hopefully, you can find some time to come out. Now, have you had a chance to get behind the wheel and pilot it yourself?
No, man. That's like, you know what? It's one of those, you got to be certified just to drive one of those things. It sucks, though, because I figured, you know what? As much money as I put into it, you'd figure I'd be allowed to drive it, but it's kind of like, you know, buying a jumbo jet. It's like, what do you mean I can't fly it?
Well, so are you bringing some new comedy? Maybe some of what is in your special to Braden Auditorium Saturday or Thursday? What can everyone expect from the Fluffy Guy?
People can expect me to talk a little bit about that monster truck. Oh, by the way, just so you know, Kevin can make that truck do backflips.
Yes, I've always
wanted to do in life, I cannot do, but the truck can do it. Freaking 5,000-pound truck, no problem doing a backflip. Yeah. Me, not so much. But, yeah, so we're going to be talking about the monster truck. We're going to be talking about all these different projects that have been going on. I might be getting a sitcom for 2017, so I have a big old, big story about that, and I definitely have updates on what my kid has been up to for the last couple of years.
Fantastic.
Since the last special.
Fantastic. A lot going on. Gabriel Iglesias, Thursday, Braden Auditorium, ISU's campus. Tickets still available at Ticketmaster.com or the box office there at the Bone Student Center, which I've never, it's a college campus, and it's the Bone Student Center. It just seems like a joke in itself to me. Now, one last question.
Normal?
How is the homie Martin?
The homie Martin, you know what? He's getting a little older, but I got to tell you something. The older he gets, the more attention he's been getting. He gets a little gray in his hair, and all of a sudden, literally, there's women screaming his name from the crowd.
Ooh.
So he's a happy camper. I'm sure he gets a lot of cake. So I'll remind him what you said about what the smell in the air is, so he's a little careful.
Oh, man. Thanks for taking the time to reach out. Have a blast over there at ISU, and thanks for making back out to the Midwest, man. Have a good one and a great show, too.
Very cool. We'll see you in Normal.